Lahan contempt trial is postponed by Hill. The Atlanta Constitution, Saturday the 16th of May 1914, page 3, column 1. Detective Dan S. Lahan, an aide to William J. Burns, filed an explanation with his attorneys on Friday regarding his action in removing Annie Maud Carter, the Negro woman witness in the Frank case, from the jurisdiction of Fulton County Superior Court. Lahan appeared before Judge Ben Hill that morning to respond to a demand to show cause why he should not be adjudged in contempt of court for the removal of Carter. However, the hearing was postponed indefinitely due to the sudden illness of Judge Hill. In his reply, Lahan asserts that the order citing him to court does not specify any matters alleged to have occurred in the court, and that he or his agents have not disobeyed any judgment, process, or action of the court. He objects to the statement that Carter was dispatched from the city for the purpose of otherwise impeding, hindering, or delaying the court in the fair, impartial, and just administration of the law, arguing that the language is too indefinite and uncertain. Lahan declares that he is not guilty in act or intent of the offense of contempt of court. He avers that his action in removing Carter was to ensure her presence in the court at the proper time and to prevent her from being coerced or violently treated by the police and detectives. Lahan is represented by the firm of Little, Powell, Hooper, and Goldstein. Judge Arthur Powell of this firm represents his chief, William J. Burns. Frank Hooper, also a member of this firm, assisted Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey last summer in the prosecution of Leo Frank. Detective Burns has not yet returned to the city, as he remains at the bedside of his wife, who, according to reports from New York, is critically ill.